Hello, Audioboo. It feels very odd to have a mobile device, a phone, a device that has the ability to phone people, to talk to people. I know, it sounds odd, it sounds weird. Why am I rabbiting on about the fact that I can now talk to people again, like I don't talk to people? I guess part of the reason why I didn't have a phone is that I actually quite enjoy not being contactable randomly, which, a lot of phone calls are pretty random and comes out of nowhere, and people sort of end up saying, "I want this, want to go there, want to do this, we're doing that." And I've got a lot on as it is in my life that I want to do. And having phones was an unnecessary evil that was doing my head in. I was having constantly people phoning all the time. And yes, I could change my number and give my number out to a few people and all that stuff. But actually, as part of wanting to live more minimal or more lightweight, getting rid of the phone or getting rid of the number, getting rid of lots of things, the bank account, all of those stuff, was very liberating. And so now I'm back to having a device that has been handed down to me. I've finally got to an iPhone 4. Everybody's upgrading to 4Ss. I've finally got an iPhone 4 to be able to use it for taking decent photos in Instagram and Path, better than using the iPod Touch. And so that's pretty cool. But also it comes with the fact of having a mobile phone number again. And Dan at PCM, at Daniel Rose Art, phoned me up earlier on. And, I didn't recognize the device at first. I didn't know what it was ringing. I didn't understand that ringtone. Or the device was sort of vibrating and making this noise, and I picked it up, and Dan was winding me up by saying, "Oh, I'm such and such from such and such marketing company," and it freaked me out. Not in a bad way, not in a way that he probably thinks he's freaked me out, but in a way of like, it's that easy to be connected to another network and be alerted to things all over again. And it sort of hit me about all the networks that we are part of and the ones that we're not, and how it can suddenly bust open again, and channels of thought and conversations are sort of fired into your head. And literally 2 minutes after I'd sort of set up the number and everything, I give it to CJ as well, and CJ rang me and said hello. So yeah, pretty weird, pretty weird. In some ways, I'm glad to have a number, and that's mainly for an emergency purposes. Not that Sam wouldn't be able to get in touch with me for Ella from school, or using email or direct message or some other way, she would get through to me because I pretty much live on the internet and so get notifications and updates. But I guess in an emergency situation where she's got a phone number to hand, or the school's got the phone number, I guess that is incredibly useful. So yeah, I'm back on the mobile networks. All I need now is a voice changer.